From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
We are, I can't tell you how glad we are that you tuned in for today's show. We have a lot to go through, and it's one of those shows, and I want to say it up front because I'm looking forward to seeing the emails. I would love to see emails after the show that say, wow, I'm really glad. I know you already talked about this stuff a couple of times, but that you went the way you went, and it really hit home, and I listened to the whole show, and I'm prepared to do something. So that being said, I welcome Carla Sontag into studio from New Mexico Business Coalition. Welcome, Carla.
Thank you very much for having me.
You know, I was walking in to work this morning from the parking lot, and I was thinking about today's show. And one of the things that came to mind is, you know, and I don't know why it is. It was probably true for me, too, at a time. When people hear words like referendum, they short circuit. You know, and I don't know what that is. Okay, so we're going to talk about the referendum today and petitions. The referendum, long story short, fixing what got broke at the roundhouse during the legislative session.
And giving the people the right to vote on if they want it or
right,
not.
Right, right. So I don't want to let too much out of the bag because we're gonna have the first segment where we kind of actually rehash some of what Eric Metaxas had to share at Calvary Church this weekend. And let me tell you, if you didn't hear the message, you're going to hear some clips from it here in just a minute. If you didn't hear the whole message, my encouragement to you would be to go to calvarynm.church, click on teachings, and go find this last weekend's message from Eric Metaxas. I was talking to someone afterwards I said, did you hear it? And they said, yeah, I've heard him talk about that before, but never with that much passion.
Yeah.
So it was a passionate message, and it really hit home, I know, for several of the people I talked to, Carla. Anyway, we will go into detail about what the referendum is about and how you can be involved in the later part of the show. So stay with us. But what I want to do is start with clip one of what Eric Metaxas, part of what he had to say. And I'm going to try my very best to keep it in context because he was talking some about what's going on in New Mexico and some about what's going on nationwide. So let's go ahead and Jared, our engineer, let's play clip one.
We're living at a time 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we weren't seeing insane things happening around where everybody, not just Christians, everybody is saying, what is going on? Who decided that or that or that or that? What is happening? Well, I believe Romans 8:28, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. So that the Lord is allowing these horrible things to wake up those who are not yet awake. What's it going to take?
All right. Well, that's a great question, Carla. And without going over, we're going to go over the laws that were passed at the roundhouse and what the referendum, you know, what the goal is. But he asked, you know, how did this happen?
Right. Well, it's an interesting thing. You know, you've heard the story of the frogs in the pot, the boiled frogs. And to me, that's what we're seeing in society today. There are these changes that some people say, oh, that's just subtle, that doesn't matter. But one thing adds to another, and the first thing you know, we're boiling.
Right, right. And now, Eric went on to talk, right after he said that, he went on to talk actually about what some corporations are doing. And he mentioned Anheuser-Busch, and he mentioned, I don't know if he mentioned Target or not. I think he mentioned the Dodgers and But he mentioned what some corporations are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're talking about, and it's relatable, is what's happening in the roundhouse and what's coming out of there.
That's right.
There's laws that have been passed. We're going to go through them on today's show, so you're aware. Before I say any more, let's go ahead and listen now to what Eric had to say. Let's go ahead and go with clip two, Jared.
If we do not push back against this, if we confuse our faith with inaction and being nice and smiling, there's a famous phrase, silence in the face of evil is itself evil. You're not fooling God. You're not fooling the devil. The devil is cheering you on when you do nothing. But there are voices that will say, oh, you're being political. You're being divisive. Do you not think those voices existed in the time of William Wilberforce? William Wilberforce, because of his faith in Jesus, did something unbelievably unpopular at the time. He stood against the slave trade. Now we cheer him, right? Now it's easy to cheer him because we figured out, oh, yeah, slavery is bad. The slave trade is evil. So we're going to side with Wilberforce. It's not costing us anything. But in his day, plenty of people said, you're being political. And what do you think his answer would be? Like, you think I'm being political? There are human beings suffering the tortures of the damned, and you clearly don't care about them. And Jesus died for you so that you would care about them and pray for them and do anything you can to save them from that hell, and you're doing less than nothing. Do you think God will not judge you for that? That was Wilberforce, and he had a battle in his day against something that we now go, oh, that's so easy. Slavery, come on. Well, Bonhoeffer went through the same thing. He was trying to wake people up. The Nazis are doing this, and they said, well, you know, there's grace for that. It'll work out in the end. We just need to pray for Hitler. Well, there's nothing wrong with praying for Hitler, but you can do more than that. You can take action.
All right, and we're going to let you know what that action is as we press on through today's show. But what struck me there, Carla, was, and you talked about the frogs.
Mm-hmm.
By the time they look back, they're on a plate,
right?
We don't want to have what's going on in our state continue to happen without the citizens of New Mexico having their say and being able to. And one of the other things he said that I want to touch on, he's talked about smiling. Hey, it is okay to let people know what you think and what position you're taking and be kind.
Of course. And we should be.
Yeah.
Right? We should be like Jesus. And Jesus was always kind when he dealt with people.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there was times where righteous indignation came in.
He got angry.
Yeah.
But to me, he was still kind because he was trying to save them from themselves.
Right, he got angry, and obviously, Jesus did not sin. And it is okay to get righteous indignation,
yeah,
to get angry that way. But don't sin.
That's right.
Don't be unkind. Don't be nasty. We should be doing what we're doing. Because we love our neighbor and we want the best for our neighbor.
That's right. And when we listened just now to Mr. Metaxas, and he referred to Bonhoeffer with Hitler.
Yeah.
And he talked about slaves and he talked about saving innocent lives. We're going to be talking about how that relates today to what we're talking about, right, when we get into these laws.
And I'm assuming most of our listeners know who William Wilberforce is. He was part of the British Parliament was able to bring an end with others, bring an end to they made slave trade illegal. I don't know enough of the history to know whether or not he was part of making slavery illegal, but the trade illegal, which obviously Britain got past slavery before we did.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so there's segment two, all right? And again, for you, if you're just tuning in, We're going to walk through the referendum that's, well, the petitions that are available to sign so we can get to a referendum and get some of the legislation that was passed in the last session on the ballot so New Mexicans can vote on these laws that were passed. You know, part of the other thing I want to back up, we didn't cover in the first clip, how did this happen? Well, the people that are in the roundhouse are there because they were elected to be there.
That's right.
And it could be that if every New Mexican went and voted, you know, for each of these people that were elected, or, you know, during the election that they were on the ballot, it could be that there'd be no difference, that the same people would be there. I'm not sure that's the case. And if people will go vote, then we know we're being represented by the people who we think share the values that we have.
Yeah, and it's important to know who the candidates are and what they stand for. And one of the things that we've done, we'll talk about these laws that got passed and how bad they are, but you can also very easily find a resource on our website at Better Together New Mexico that tells you how every single legislator voted on each of these bills that we're talking about.
And let me be clear, that's Better Together New Mexico, all spelled out, .org.
Correct.
And if you want to get ahead of us, go to the website now, bettertogethernewmexico.org, and at the top page, click on the referendum project, and we're going to walk through some of that in a little bit. Okay, we have one more clip, and we're gonna listen to Eric, and then we'll come back and then go to a break, and then we'll jump into the meat of the petitions and the referendum and action that is available for each of us to take. All right, let's, Jared, let's go to clip three from Eric.
Scripturally, God calls us to take our faith into every sphere. And by the way, when you do that, when you sign this petition against the government's overreach in New Mexico, when you do all those things, trust me when I tell you, you will accomplish more evangelism doing that than you have any idea. Because there are people looking to the Church of Jesus Christ. Do you really believe what you say you believe? Are you willing to stick your neck out? Because if you are, that might move my heart toward the God you claim to worship.
I love that. You know, Paul makes it clear in 1 Corinthians that he delivered, first of all, the gospel. And we do need to make sure that check your heart. What's your heart behind this? Are you just, you know, trying to play the chess pieces with the R's and the D's, or are there issues that are contrary to your beliefs as a Christian that would cause you to act on the things that we're going to share with you in the next three segments today?
Right.
Thoughts, Carla?
I agree. You know, this is really important. And, you know, Eric says in his book, the main message is it's time for the church to wake up. We are the church. So we've got to wake up, we've got to understand, and we've got to take action. Otherwise, we're going to end up in a really bad situation.
Yeah, well, we're there.
We are. We have an opportunity to get out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, it's like we got a foot in the quicksand.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to get out. It's not, but it can be done.
Absolutely.
And we're in the process of it. That's what the referendum is. That's why petitions need to be signed. And if enough are collected, we'll go through all the details about that. We'll jump into it right after the break. We're going to come back and talk about it with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition right after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman in studio with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition. If you missed our first segment today, later this afternoon, I think we should have today's show posted. You can go back and hear those clips from Eric Metaxas, or just go listen to Eric's message from this past weekend at Calvary Church. It's posted now at calvarynm.church, and you can find it, I'm sure, on the Calvary YouTube page as well, but calvarynm.church, and then click on teaching, and the top teaching there on the website should be this last weekend's message from Eric Metaxas. Okay, so we're talking about the referendum, or what did we call it easier? fixing what's broken from the legislative session in the roundhouse and getting the things that were passed there. Some of the things that were passed, or six of the things that were passed into law. If you're a tech nerd, Control Z is the undo.
I wish we could just do that.
Okay. We'll look at, there's six different laws that, there are petitions being signed, to get them on the referendum and get them on the ballot. And we'll do two in each segment here for the rest of the show. Let's start with a couple of them, Carla, dealing with election integrity.
Right. Now, just to simplify, a referendum is a recall. It's a recall of something that was passed by the legislature and signed by the governor. So rather than getting to stumble on that word, just look at it as a recall. The people are saying, we don't like this, and we want to vote on it. So that's what we're doing. In order to make that happen, we've got to get petition signatures. So there are two bills we're going to talk about right now that were passed and signed into law. First one is House Bill 4, Voting Rights Protections. And what this one does is it expands voting rights to felons and anyone using a state agency who is not currently registered to vote. So felons currently can't vote, but they're giving that right back to them before they finish probation. Likewise, any person in the state of New Mexico or from any other part of the world that comes to New Mexico does business with a state agency. Say they come
to. So it's not just getting a driver's license.
No.
If you get, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
Taxation, welfare, SNAP, anything that you're dealing with the state.
They're registered to vote.
They are going to run your name through a database, and you will be registered to vote without your knowledge and without your permission if you are not already registered.
Okay. Now, as you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, no. I don't want them to do that. They've already done it. You need to understand it's already done. This is a law that has been passed.
Right.
And like Carla said, we're trying to do the Control Z, undo, and recall these laws that have been passed.
Right. So if you are automatically registered to vote, you may have a reason why you're not registered to vote, but you don't have a choice, and they're not asking your permission. They will do it if you have any business with the state. Well, if you're living here, you're going to have business with the state in one way or another.
And let me back up. I signed all six. But what we're doing on this show is giving you the information so you can decide whether or not you want to take action and you want to sign the petition to recall these laws.
That's right. There's six of them, and you can make a choice on each and every one of them because you've got to sign separately for each one.
Yeah, which is really important. They actually, when you go to do this at various locations, which, by the way, at the end of today's show, we'll make sure you know how to go do this.
Yes.
If you're not clear on how to do it. But where you do go, they give you a card that has a check mark for each of the six. And it's very important because, say, you went one place and signed one. You don't want to go to another place and sign the same one. That, is it a felony?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want people freaking out about that. I mean, they're really trying to target people that are committing fraud.
Yeah.
If you accidentally sign it, you're probably not going to be prosecuted. But we are trying to help people keep that straight.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of the card.
I have the card in my wallet.
Yeah.
Even though I've already signed all six, I'm like, I'm holding on to this in case. Anyway.
Yeah. And there are times when you may sign three and get interrupted or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And so you'll know what you signed.
Okay. Any more on HB4?
No. Once you're registered to vote, if you didn't want to be registered to vote, there's a process that you will go through. After 30 days, they'll notify you. Problem is, imagine what we're doing to our voter integrity. Because we've got people that come from other states to get a New Mexico driver's license.
Right.
And then they'll go back to the other state. Well, we're opening up the door for insecure elections. And what we want is secure elections. Because why is that important? If we have secure elections and we elect the right people, we don't have to go through this again because we won't be having bad laws like this passed again.
Right. Okay. So House Bill 4, voting rights protections. And now let's move on to Senate Bill 180.
Yeah, that one is just generically called Election Changes. And it is 170-some pages long. It's an extensive rewrite of our election code. One of the things that I find the most egregious is it takes away our right as individuals to look at election data. So if you're a candidate or you're working with a candidate, and let's say you have a question over the votes, the number of, you can no longer verify information. They are taking our right away to verify.
Who would have that information?
The Secretary of State. Okay. And she will, or he will, maintain control
which is a political appointed position.
Elected. It is an elected position.
Okay.
But yes, it's still, this is a political decision because why would you not want the people to have the right to verify that things are going well with their elections?
Right. It's okay. Make it simple, right? I'm with my brother growing up and, you know, there's enough for one sandwich. Make a sandwich. Okay. You cut it and cut it in half because we each want a half, you know. And then we each grab it. Wait a minute. I want to see if, you know, no. He doesn't just go, no, you can't see how much I got. You have to bring it together.
Right.
And you should be able to. If the purpose was to be fair.
Right. And there are times you need someone to verify results. But if they take that away from the people, and the government is the one executing the election, and they're the only one that can verify the information, how much faith do you have? Maybe it's totally legitimate. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. But if you don't have the right to verify, and no one does, it just leaves this uncomfortable feeling.
And I'll tell you, personally, me, whether you put an R or a D on the end, I want to be able to see it.
That's right.
So that's something that's, it's been taken away.
That's right.
Because the law has been passed. By signing the petition to get a referendum for SB 180, we get an opportunity to get it on the ballot so the people of New Mexico can vote whether or not they want this to happen.
That's right. And here's the really cool thing. If we get 180,000 signatures for each law, we can stop it from going into effect. Because the governor has signed it, these laws will go into effect on June 16th. That's
okay.
Okay, and very short.
The 180,000 is not like if we had 180,000 people in Bernalillo County come do it. Am I right?
That's correct.
Each county has a certain amount of signatures that need to be collected.
Yes.
Every county in New Mexico.
That's right. Now, if one county doesn't quite hit their mark and somebody else gets more, that's fine. But we do have to have every county represented. And every county has a goal of 10% of the eligible voters.
Okay.
So it gives us some flexibility, but it's critical that every county, this is a statewide effort.
Yeah.
Every county has signatures saying, number one, we want to stop this law from going into effect. And number two, we want to vote on it next November.
Okay. Now, if you're listening in Albuquerque, at Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis, or in Portales or in Las Cruces, that we cover a good portion of the state.
Yes.
But you know someone who may not have opportunity to hear what we're talking about. You know someone else living in New Mexico and you want to share this information. After we post today's show later this afternoon, you can go to abqconnect.online and go to the show, and then you can share the show through the website, abqconnect.online. A real easy way to share all of this as well is bettertogethernewmexico.org on the referendum project. You can send them that as well.
Yeah, that's very easy, and it's got all the resources that you need. There's training, there's the petitions themselves that you can get signed, and all the resources you need to get involved with this.
Okay, so we've covered HB4 and SB180 on election integrity. Now, coming up in the next couple of segments, we're going to be talking about things that involve parental and constitutional rights. You should hear that and think, I need to listen to this.
Yeah.
This is, all of it's super important. But we want you to stay with us. Hang in there. We're trying to make this easy. Which, by the way, I want to say the people that are doing getting the petition signed, man, have they made it easy?
Yes,
because people are showing up now by going to Better Together New Mexico. You can find out which precinct you're in and get some information you need.
That's right.
If you don't do that, it just slows down the process when you go to get the when you go to sign the petitions. But the people, whether, you know, all the different locations, and there's locations all over the state to do this.
And it's posted on the website. You can go in and look for your county and find out. If you don't have a location posted, there is a captain, a contact. You can contact them and say, hey, where can I go sign these petitions? Please do it. It does take a few minutes, but it's critical.
Oh, and I'm going to tell you, I went to the Republican headquarters here just off Jefferson, near the pyramid in Albuquerque. It was simple.
Yes.
It was super simple. And I went online, got my precinct before I went. It was, even so, she was prepared to get it for me.
That's right. If you don't have your precinct, don't worry. They will help you find it. And all of the people getting signatures are just an absolute blessing to this mission. They are working so hard, and they will do everything they can to help you, and they will make it easy.
All right. So we're going to take a break and come back and talk about these laws that have been passed that we're trying to get on the ballot that deal with parental and constitutional rights. That's coming up next with Carla Sontag, our guest today from the New Mexico Business Coalition on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, we're in studio with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition, NMBiz, B-I-Z, coalition.org. But we're really trying to draw your attention today to the BetterTogetherNewMexico.org website. More specifically, on that site, at the top of the page, the Referendum Project. And the word, that I'm not sure it scares everyone, but you know, I'm saying what I'm saying about the word referendum, because, you know, there's a time when I would hear it and I was like, that's more than I know. and what we've already said earlier in the show, it's essentially laws were passed during the last session in the roundhouse, and a referendum would be kind of like an undo, a control Z on the keyboard, or recall of these laws, get them on the ballot so the people of New Mexico can say, I elected you to go up there and, pass laws based on you lining up with my beliefs, but these did not.
Well,
if they didn't with you, and I want to make it clear, we live in America. Thank those that gave us the freedom to go and vote, and I'm pleased to do that, and I take advantage of it. So we're going to give you information so you can decide whether or not you think you should go sign the petition to make the referendum happen.
Yeah, I just want to share a couple of things. First of all, during the legislative session, we had tens of thousands of people calling and emailing legislators on these six bills saying, don't do it. Don't do it. We don't want it. They did it anyway. They ignored the people. So that's why the people are taking this opportunity. It's in the New Mexico Constitution that gives us the right to get these bills or laws put onto the ballot in November of 2024. I think that's really important. And so we have that opportunity. Let's take it. And it's important to understand this. And I will tell you one more thing. I have not talked to one New Mexican of any political party or persuasion that thinks any of this is a good idea. Most people that weren't aware of this, that are aware now, find it absolutely shocking what is happening. Yeah.
And that's part of what Eric Metaxas was talking about this weekend, not only with the laws that were passed in New Mexico, but what we're seeing happening in corporations that are deciding that this is what people want. And they're finding out From the bottom, you know, the bottom dollar, the bottom line is people didn't want some of these things. Okay, so let's move on. The next law that we are going to talk about went through the House as House Bill 7. It's not a bill anymore. It's a law.
That's right, because the governor has signed it. It takes effect on June 16th of this year, unless we get it stopped.
Okay, so go ahead with HB 7.
HB 7, reproductive and gender-affirming health care. Now, what this does is it removes a parent's right to be notified if their child is having an abortion, going through a gender transition, or contemplating suicide.
Define child.
Any age. If you had an 8-year-old who thinks Susie wants to be Tommy, they are going to have the opportunity to do that, and it will be illegal for anyone in the school or the healthcare system to notify the parent that that child is having the conversation or starting that transition.
Okay. And that's one of the petitions you'd be signing. If you don't want that to happen, well, if you want to undo it from happening, because it's happening.
That's right.
If you want to undo what the legislature did to enact that law, HB 7, you sign the petition for the referendum on HB 7. And if we get enough of those signatures. Now, here's a question. I'm guessing that each of these, we might see some of these, hopefully all of them, get undone.
Yes.
It is possible to do a portion of them.
Yes.
It's not all or none.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, they all stand on their own, and they each require 180,000 signatures very soon in order to stop it from going into effect.
Okay. Let me say something else, too. I didn't realize I could do this, and I did because the person that was at the place where I was signing the petition, I was talking about someone who was going to come with me that wasn't able to come with me. And they said, oh, would you like to take them with you that you can have them sign and you can bring them back?
Yes. And that is something that we want to make sure everybody understands. Those petitions are posted on bettertogethernewmexico.org, all spelled out one word.
You can print them.
You can print them. There's a couple of things to remember.
Okay.
They must be printed two-sided because on the back, whoever is taking the signatures needs to attest that they saw the signatures.
Oh.
Being delivered.
Oh, okay,
right?
I'll do that.
Yes, and it's easy. So you can sign, have your family and friends sign, attest to it, and you can start mailing it in. And that information's all on the website on how to do that.
I brought those to someone. I've been communicating with them, and they're, no, I haven't sat and read through them. I know I want to sign them, but I want to read through them. Absolutely. That's good to know that I need to. When I collect them, actually, I need to be there when they sign them and like a notary would. Mm-hmm. Only I'm not going to notarize it. Promise.
Yeah.
Used to be. Not anymore. Okay.
But there's links on the website that'll take you directly to the bill that is now the law. And there is also information on where to mail the petitions, download the petitions, all the resources that you need, and there are talking points. So if you want the cliff notes on the law, they are posted on the website as well.
Okay, quickly rehash the first one we mentioned in this segment, HB 7.
That is a bill that makes it illegal.
It's a law.
It is a law that makes it illegal for a healthcare provider or anyone with the schools to notify the parents if a child wants to change the gender, have an abortion, if they're having suicidal thoughts, or they have any other major things going on in their life. It is now going to be illegal for these people to notify the parent that this is happening.
Okay. And that law is passed. So do we want to undo it? You could be a part of trying to make that happen. Okay. The next we'll talk about went through the roundhouse as Senate Bill 397. Now, a law.
Yes, school-based health centers. So what they're planning to do is put a health center.
Sounds good.
Yeah, maybe on the surface, but they want to put a health care center in every school.
Yeah.
that will become the primary health care for that child. So the child will no longer go with their parents to see the doctor. And if the child then wants to change their gender, have an abortion, the abortions won't be conducted there, but they can go to the health center and be transported for an abortion.
Well, they have doctors in these centers?
I'm not sure how they're going to staff them. They're going to be probably not doctors, but people in the healthcare field who will then facilitate what that child is asking for.
Be their primary health.
Yes.
Okay.
And again, here's the issue. If you were to decide with your child that you thought that child should transition their gender, maybe that's between you and the child and God. But now you're removed from the picture because it will be illegal for you as the parent to even be notified.
Yeah, and parents, think about this. I mean, would you have Johnny or Susie skateboard down to the doctor on the corner? You know, maybe it's even the doctor you set them up with when they were babies. I mean, I always went with my kids.
Yes.
Every time.
Yes. And okay. Now you can't know what they're going through. Now, I will point out, anybody that goes through gender transitioning, we know the suicide rate is much higher for them. Mm. Doesn't matter the age, doesn't matter the gender. It's the hormones. When you start taking those hormones, it causes problems for some people.
Can these health centers provide the hormones for these kids?
They can. Once that has been approved through the process with them, then the child can just take care of that at the school healthcare center. So now if a child is going through that process and you're not told as a parent, and let's say it does impact your child and the child starts having suicidal thoughts, they can't tell you about that either. Now, how would you feel as a parent if your child got into serious trouble, maybe ended up committing suicide, and there were people that knew about it, but were prevented by law from even telling you that the child was having those thoughts? How would you feel as a parent? You know, it's just not right to remove a parent from the child's life this way.
Yeah. And if you agree and you want to sign the petition, you can find out where to do that at bettertogethernewmexico.org. Just click on the referendum project and you can find your precinct, which you'll need that information. They can get it for you where you go sign the petition. But if you have it with you when you go, it'll expedite getting it done. And find right here on the website, find a petition signing location. That's at bettertogethernewmexico.org. All right. So we've, in this segment, taken a look at HB 7 passed into law, SB 397 passed into law, dealing with and taking away parental and constitutional rights. Find the information again. If you want to rehash it, all that that we just walked through is at bettertogethernewmexico.org. We're in studio with Carla Sontag from the New Mexico Business Coalition, NMBiz, B-I-Z, coalition.org. And we are going to come back. We have two more that fall into the category of parental and constitutional rights to walk through with you so you know what has been passed into law and will be enacted, did you say June 16th?
Yes, unless we stop it.
Unless the referendum gets enough signatures on each of these to stop them, and then what would happen is they would get on the ballot in 2024.
Correct.
So we can vote on it instead of just letting elected officials make these laws, which they've made in the last session. I know I keep saying it, but it's amazing how many people I've talked to after, you know, this is, I don't know, the third or fourth time we've talked about it on the air, to talk to people who I know listen to the show, and it's like a deer in the headlights. It's not difficult. And, you know, like Eric Metaxas said in one of the earlier quotes, the enemy doesn't want you to focus on what's happening and That's understand right. what you can do to act to undo the laws that were passed.
Right. He wants you to stay in a peaceful state of ignorance and not know what has happened and what you can do about it.
If you choose to do that. All right, we're going to cover a couple of more and make sure you know where to get the information you need when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
We're glad you tuned in. We hope this show has been informative for you. We're covering the details for the referendum and the petitions that are being signed, the referendum project, I should say, and the petitions that are available to sign to undo some recent laws that were passed in the last legislative session in the Roundhouse in Santa Fe. Carla, can we maybe in a minute just breeze through the four that someone just tuned in they would have missed?
Yes, House Bill 4, Voting Rights Protections, actually expands our voting rights to a point of danger. And so that is a big problem, House Bill 4. Senate Bill 180, extensive election law changes that takes away the people's right to verify what is happening in our elections, leaving it just in the hands of the same government that's administering the election. So there's no point of verification. Then we get into our rights. They're all our rights. House Bill 7, which is now law.
Right. And because they were set up as SB or HB, and we said it several times, don't think these are things that might get, they're law.
Law.
They started as SB, HB, Senate Bill, House Bill, but they were signed into law.
Yeah. We still use that number because some people want to look up on the legislative website. So House Bill 7, which is law, reproductive and gender-affirming health care, actually makes it illegal for a health care provider or anyone in the school system to let a parent know if a child is having an abortion, having a gender change, or contemplating suicide, or having any other serious issues in their life. It is illegal for the parent to be told. And Senate Bill 397, school-based health center, these are going to be put into the schools so that the child can... they will have that as their primary care, and they can go and have whatever it is that they desire facilitated through that healthcare center, and again, without the parent's knowledge.
Okay, we still have two more.
Yes, we do. So the next one is Senate Bill 13, Reproductive Health Provider Protections. This one goes hand in hand with House Bill 7 and Senate Bill 397. It ties them together because if there is a person that is in the healthcare field or in the schools that is actually encouraging a child to change their gender or have an abortion or anything else, they're protected.
Yeah. You know, let me say, okay, we're talking about parental rights, okay? Mm-hmm. Let me just try to hit home. If you're a parent, if you have a minor in your under your care, I just called, I think I'm a pretty good guy, but I just called you this afternoon and said, hey, I'm going to come pick up your kid and we're going to go do something. We're going to go play catch. Probably wouldn't let me do that without you.
Right. Right. But this is going to allow them to change their gender, have an abortion or other major medical issues that are physical or mental without the parent's involvement, and it protects the person that's involved with that. So if there are predatory practices going on with our children, those people are protected. The parent can take no grounds against that person ever.
Yeah, and let me say this too. For the parent who's listening, it's like, I don't need to worry about any of this. I homeschool my kids. I don't send them to public school. It's not an issue in my family.
Well, I think it's an issue for all of
us. That's right. I just imagine, it went through my head. I homeschooled my kids. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that I had that attitude in the past. I'm just thinking it's possible. You know what? I'm busy. I know my kids are protected. I've taken care of my family. We would ask you to consider if you think that these aren't okay, that an act of love in protection for the other children who are going to be put in a place where their parents' rights are being violated.
Well, we talked about slavery. We talked about what happened with Hitler.
Yeah.
We talked about the people that were harmed and the lives that were taken and the spirits that were damaged by all of that. And what are we doing as a society if we watch anybody's child go through this and any parent be separated from that child and having the right to know what's going on? That needs to be of concern to all of us, whether it's our child or not.
All right. We have at least, well, no, we have one more to cover, and that is HB, which was House Bill 207, now passed into law and will be enacted June 16th if enough petitions aren't signed to get the referendum done to get it on the ballot in 2024.
Yes, and not to oversimplify this, this is the expansion of Human Rights Act. It expands the scope of the human rights, and it makes it difficult for churches and others to manage their organization according to their beliefs. So the wedding cake, the photographer, this puts into law that you will do what the state says. You will not be allowed to follow your conscience in running your organization.
Okay. Business owners probably just perked up to that one. However, again, don't go to the place where, well, I'm not a business owner. I don't need to worry about that. It is something for our community that has been passed into, if that's what you think should be passed or should be enacted as a law that was passed through the legislature in the last session. If you don't think that that should be the case, then you'll probably want to sign that petition for HB 207. Now we've got a few minutes and we've talked a lot through this about how to practically make this happen. And it's not difficult. I did it. And Carla, pretty sure you did it.
Yes.
but before we give you all that information, I want to revisit the third audio clip we played from Eric Metaxas's message this past weekend at Calvary Church, which, by the way, again, you can listen to it in whole at calvarynm.church. Click on teachings and scroll down. You'll see it is at the top of the stack there, Eric Metaxas and a letter to the American church. All right, let's go ahead and play that third clip, Jared, and we'll come back and let you know more information.
Scripturally, God calls us to take our faith into every sphere. And by the way, when you do that, when you sign this petition against the government's overreach in New Mexico, when you do all those things, trust me when I tell you, you will accomplish more evangelism doing that than you have any idea. Because there are people looking to the Church of Jesus Christ. Do you really believe what you say you believe? Are you willing to stick your neck out? Because if you are, that might move my heart toward the God you claim to worship.
Okay, you know, he just says it so much better than I could.
Oh my gosh, that is beautiful. Beautiful. And so true. And that's why we have to watch out for each other. We have to come together. And if these are things that you find important, if they touch your heart, then please find a way to sign the petitions. We've made it very easy. You can go online, Better Together New Mexico, find out where to sign it in your neighborhood. If there isn't an opportunity, you know, you can download the Friends and Family Pack, and that gives you everything you need to sign it on your own. You can sign it, have your friends and family sign it, attest to it on the back. You got to print them two-sided and start mailing them in. There's directions on where to mail them. We are collecting them now, and don't stop.
And if you download that pack and have them sign it, can you just, like, I was just going to go to the Republican
Yes, you can drop them off just there.
Just drop them off there. Mm-hmm. Could you drop it off at any of these petition locations?
You can give it to one of the captains, one of the leaders, and that's all posted on the website.
Okay.
So many different ways to take care of this. We try to make it as easy as possible.
You cannot do it digitally.
No, you cannot. No digital signatures. They've got to be wet signatures in person.
Yeah.
And then somebody's going to attest to having seen you sign that document.
All right. Well, we've been spending this full hour talking with Carla Sontag from the Business Coalition, New Mexico Business Coalition, NMBIZcoalition.org, and driving you to the website for information on the referendum project. That is at BetterTogetherNewMexico.org. We got maybe a minute. Carla, is there anything else we need to put a bow on this?
I just want to say that we have seen New Mexicans rising up like we've never seen before. And Eric's book is very timely about the church taking action. We have churches in every part of the state. We have leaders in every part of the state. The people are saying, enough is enough. We don't want this. We told you we didn't want it. Now we're taking action. So I hope that your listeners will take action as well.
Very good. Well, thanks for joining us, Carla. Can we do this next month?
I would love to.
Hopefully we'll have some good news.
That's right.
When we come back, it'll be past June 16th. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. And thanks for joining us. We'll catch up with the Rio Grande Foundation tomorrow in studio and get an update. Thanks for tuning in every weekday afternoon, 1 o'clock. It's ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.